So an illustration then of a euro market is, let's say a German firm sells to a buyer in America. So a German firm selling to a buyer in the US. It receives a $1 million check. So to earn a high return on the $1 million check, what the German firm will decide to do is place the funds on deposit with a bank in London, UK, which is obviously foreign to the German bank and to the US dollars. So therefore, because it's foreign, that's what the euro means. So 1 million euro dollars have therefore been created.